This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you seeing what happened in the wake of Michael? Does it make you really believe you are so lucky that you don't live in that area? Oof, I got to tell you, it does me, and I feel so sorry for the people that are there, and hearing their heartbreaking stories is just awful. Think about them, and if there's something you can do to help, but what is that? Six people are dead in the path of Michael. We're just going to dive right into it here on America Tonight. And it was scary to see what was happening in Mexico Beach, was the name of the town, right there on the coastline, the panhandle, a beautiful little area. Who knew? The people there certainly knew. Some of them had houses they saved up as a second house, their only house, whatever the circumstance. You see that roofs were blown off, but really more homes were just completely wiped out, completely ripped off their foundation and dragged away or smashed into a million pieces. And there are some sad, freaky things that happened. And as a result, people died because of this hurricane. When you're talking hitting at 155-mile-an-hour winds, there was a story about a couple that somehow survived it where they were hanging on, floating, hanging on to different things, light poles, etc., at one point. So Michael now is expected to gain some more strength as it passes into Virginia, moves into the western Atlantic Ocean overnight. But like I mentioned, six people died. So far, the Coast Guard in Florida has rescued 40 people and assisted 200-plus others because there were people trying to ride it out that even were on boats, etc. So, Michael, as far as customers without power, 1.3 million. The people that died, four in Florida, a child in Georgia, and a man in North Carolina. The state of emergency, the public health emergency, will help people who rely on Medicare and Medicaid to have access to what they need. That's a very, very good thing. But the lives there are gone. They're shattered. It's catastrophic. It's done. It's done. The receding floodwaters, well, that's good. But cleaning it up is, it looks like the apocalypse. Cars floating by, debris in the air, water rushing into homes, ripping them apart. It's a nasty piece of business for sure. Lives are definitely done. Stores are closed. Restaurants are gone. There's really nothing left there. So it's a question of rebuilding or moving some other place. There's even a school called Jinx Middle School. And they, ironically, welcomed kids into the school who found themselves displaced by Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. So now their school was ripped apart by Michael. Covered the gymnasium. The gymnasium is just wide open, like someone took their fist and pushed the walls down. So now there is some sort of message. I guess it's about recovery and resiliency. Some will come back. Some will go to other areas. And I think it's amazing that more people weren't killed. Thank goodness more people weren't killed. There was a metal carport that crashed through a roof. It hit a girl's head. And she died because of that. There were other people that were riding out the storm, and they saw water break open, cracks through the cracks in the walls, and somehow they were able to survive. That's always the thing. Why, oh, why don't they get out? Why, oh, why? And sometimes they can't get out, or they decide to get out, and it's too late because they look at the television and they look at the models and they think it's going to swerve and missed them. There was a 38-year-old man who died when a tree fell on his car on Highway 64. Just a freak thing, so in North Carolina. But you look at the flooding, and it does take your breath away. I'll tell you what I saw that just shows you. It just shows you. There was a bulldozer. Just what you have to do. You have to bulldoze up all the debris, and it just crumpled up. Just kind of looked like it was eating a mattress. The mattress looked perfectly fine, and it just was pushing it all through the debris. And you look at the images of that town before and the images of that town now, and boy, it could be a spirit breaker, I'll tell you what. Really, really, really could be that. So we move from Michael to what else is buzzing across the land. I mean, this is truly the thing that people are talking about. But there are some other stories. It's not just that, I suppose. It's Washington and the reaction to what's happening at the White House, what's going on as we get closer to the midterm elections and trying to figure out the numbers and who's going to benefit from what. And Democrats say they're going to benefit from Brett Kavanaugh, and the Republicans think more than ever it's the opposite story, but when they count the votes is when we'll know. Then there's Nikki Haley earlier this week resigning as the ambassador to the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. And the speculation of where is Nikki going to go next? What kind of political office is she thinking? And if she wants to run for president, she's got to make money. She's got to raise money, and she's got to make money. So if she's going to run for president in 2024, which could be likely based on her age and depending on what else she does with her life, then, you know, it's all about lots of chicken dinners, raising tons of money, because you get in debt. You have the credit lines that explode on you. You've got salaries that might be in the seven figures, but because of running, because of whatever it is, you got stuff that adds up on you very, very quickly. And I think it's probably all those things combined. And then still thinking of, okay, what's next and how do I get there? How do we get there and make it happen? Speaking of making it happen, guess what we're going to do next? I know you can't guess it, but I'm going to tell you. Every once in a while, when you have the blues, a good way to chase them is to find a good movie. And this is the time of year sometimes when the best movies come out, or at least you're seeing some of the best trailers for the movies if you go to a movie. And I went to see A Star is Born because I got to support Bradley Cooper from Philadelphia, and my husband, a Texan, liked the idea of supporting Lady Gaga, so voila, it's a date. And I give it a thumbs up, but we want to see Venom. We'll probably wait for streaming maybe on that, but there are some interesting movies that are coming out that I think might strike a chord with this audience, including one called First Man. That's up next here on America Tonight.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
That you say, you know what? I'm feeling my aches and pains, but I feel like some buttered popcorn kicking back at the movies and just letting it go and watching a good flick. But the key is, what does a good movie look like for you? Is it drama? Is it tension? Which I guess could be drama and tension almost the same, but a little bit different depending on the kind of drama we're talking about. Is it the snarky sarcasm? Is it the twist at the end, in the middle, and at the beginning? Deadpool. Which would serve in all those directions. I would say that some of you might like First Man because it's about Neil Armstrong. He spends, of course, so much time in training after joining NASA in the 60s, and then everybody's watching to see what happens in 1969. It was that historic, bold mission to the moon. First Man, here it is.
Something.
We've chosen a job so difficult, requiring so many technological developments, we're going to have to start from scratch. Only after we master these tasks, do we consider trying to land on them?
Neil, if this flight is successful, you'll go down in history. What kind of thoughts do you have about that?
We're planning on the flight being successful.
Man, that is a big mother.
It'll go up like a half kiloton A-bomb if it blows.
The vehicle's not safe.
We need to fail down here so we don't fail up there.
This isn't just another trip, Neil. You're not just going to work.
Do you think you're coming back?
There are risks, but we have every intention of coming back.
Somebody got a Swiss Army knife?
Swiss Army knife? You kidding me?
Here we go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Do you question whether the program's worth the cost in money and in lives?
You're down here and you look up and you don't think about it too much, but space exploration changes your perception. And it allows us to see things that we should have seen a long time ago.
We have serious problems.
We've got this under control.
You're a bunch of boys. You don't have anything under control.
All right, so you get it. You know Neil's story, right? And if you don't, and you're younger, and you're like, I kind of know this story. We talked about it in history class, if you really had history class. So the budget wasn't that ridiculous for this movie standard-wise. $60 million. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 89. It's PG-13. It's drama, drama, drama. Goosebumps, all that kind of stuff. And it's about the first step on the moon. Ryan Gosling's in it, Claire Foy, who played the Queen, Netflix The Queen. She was very good in that. Kyle Chandler, Friday Night Lights, and a couple of others you would recognize as well. I bet I would give it a thumbs up. Might wait for streaming, though. Sit on your couch, enjoy it there, pop the old popcorn yourself, unless you need to kick back with the big screen. Speaking of Goosebumps, there's another one. Here's Goosebumps 2.
So no one's at Halloween around here.
I don't think this place is giving out candy. Haunted Halloween.
Miss me?
You discovered a walking, talking dummy and you didn't tell me?
Okay, well, he seemed like a really nice guy at the start. They're moving.
So tiny and cute, what can they possibly do? They're just gummy bears.
Goosebumps 2 Halloween version. So the best boys, the best friends, meet Slappy, a mischievous dummy who brings his ghoulish friends back to life. You get it. Adventure. Kids movie. PG. 1 hour, 30 minutes. Got to take the grandkids. Got to take the kids. Got to take the nieces and nephews. Or he just like Goosebumps. Then you'll like this movie. I think it finds its audience because it's a kids movie. It's Halloween. I bet it recoups that $35 million budget. How about this one? Getting a ton of tube time. It's called Battle at the El Royale.
The El Royale is a bi-state establishment. You have the option to choose a room in either California or Nevada.
How'd you end up at the El Royale?
The Ritz-Carlton was booked.
This place used to be hustling and busting. Old Dean Martin
even sang a song about it once.
This is not a place for a priest, Father. You shouldn't be here.
We might need to work on your sales pitch, son. The El Royale. No place for a priest.
Who they tell me to watch?
Who's they?
Management.
Baby, it's my. Would you mind opening up the door?
No, I ain't gonna do that.
We have to get as far away from him as possible.
Howdy.
So, by the way, it is like a battle, but it's Bad Times at the El Royale. 2 hours, 21 minutes, rated R, action, action, action. A ton of famous people in this. I think it finds its audience. Who's in it? I mean, oh my gosh, Jeff Bridges, Dakota Johnson, John Hamm, Nick Offerman, Chris Hemsworth. And I know, Andy, you and I like movies because we talk about movies off the air, and you think this one could, I think it finds its audience and it could be interesting.
Yeah, I think so too. It actually seems like a pretty unique and creative movie.
I think it is too. It's set in 1969. It's seven strangers. They have these secrets. They're in this hotel that's on the California-Nevada border, and it when it premiered, I guess it did pretty good. Like, there was some serious interest in it, and you have some people that do very different things. So I don't know. I think it does find an audience, and if it doesn't find an audience on the big screen, it probably finds one on the small screen, because, you know, that's the thing. Then you bounce to the smaller houses, then it streams, and they make up money that way. But this is one to look for. I think it does okay. It definitely recoups its money, too. I think the budget was like $32 million, something like that. If you see a movie, review it. I'll send you a copy of my new book that's coming out on the 9th. Deal Your Own Destiny. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Stay with us.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Everyone's doing the best they can.
Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio speaking with reporters about the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
Many of these people have no home. Some of them have no trace of a home. You wouldn't even know, just got blown right off their footing.
and President Trump and First Lady Melania in Florida and Georgia, touring hard-hit areas, the president handing out water to those in need.
Our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
The president also praising Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott.
Rick Scott has done an incredible job.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the Nasdaq down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Show Diana Caravello. She's written a book that I think is so powerful. Just even listen to the title, Women Were Designed for Greatness Too. Perfect timing for the release of this. The message is very, very clear, and the roots go very, very deep. So, Diana, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell me, what was it that made you decide to write this book?
Well, I grew up in church, and I was very interested in the women in the Bible and how they were some no-name, the insignificance of it all. And so I started doing some research, and, you know, I believed that we were all created in the image of God, which meant that we were all important to Him. And I just thought I wanted to find out why women were treated differently. And that's the roots of why I started to write the book.
What did you find out that was the most surprising thing?
I think the most surprising thing that I found out when I started doing my research was that back in the day, you know, women were not identified as far as like names in the Bible and things like that, but their purpose was so important, and they did such amazing things, and yet nobody really talked about it. And I thought that that was very unlikely and wrong, because women were designed to have a specific purpose as well, but nobody was talking about it. And I thought that was very interesting, and I thought it needed to get out there that we were just as important as men.
So tell us some of the stories of what women did or why women were important. And you're right that you really had to dig to find that. What are some of the stories that really struck you?
Well, some of the stories that struck me was in the very beginning. First of all, we have to start with Mother Nature, Eve. She was created to be Adam's helpmeet, not his doormat, you know, not his slave, anything like that. God created her to be there to help him, to man the garden and to be his partner. And what I found interesting as I continued to read and do research, without Eve, there is no establishment of relationship. It was just God and Adam. And God at that time was signified as a spirit. So it was kind of like, you know, he had God with him, but he didn't really have somebody to share his time with. So the invention or the creation of Eve incorporated what we now know as relationships. So to me, that is very significant. And that is never really talked about in the Bible. Some other stories, Noah and his wife and his son's wives, they were charged in repopulating the earth after the flood. And without those women, none of us would be here. So, and then of course, you know, you have Mary, the maiden who said yes and bore our Savior, the Messiah. And they talk about her, but they talk about her, you know, as being the Virgin Mary, but they don't talk about what she had to face by saying yes to that challenge. She was unmarried. You know, back in the day, you just weren't pregnant and unmarried. That was unheard of. You know, in the Bible days, you were stoned for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So as I continue to go through the Bible and start looking at all the women and all the important pieces and parts that they had in the Bible, and yet no one talks about it, it just kind of, it sort of made me mad, to be honest, because I'm like, wait a minute, we were designed for greatness. Why doesn't anybody talk about that?
And I love that title. It's so apropos of what you're talking about. Diana Carabello is with us, and she's written a book called Women Were Designed for Greatness, Too. You can pick that up at Amazon or where great books are sold. And you gave us great examples there. Noah and his wife, Eve, and talking about the Virgin Mary. What do you hope people take away from your book? That they are aware of these stories and that the significance of women going way back in history and Christianity was there. It just wasn't explored or wasn't really talked about enough.
I think what I want people to take away from in my book is that, yes, women were in the Bible back in the Bible days. They were important, even though most people didn't want to talk about that. But my main thing is that I want women of today and future and our children coming up, our young ladies in school, to realize their worth. There's so many traditions that have been passed down throughout the ages that women are subservient, that we're beneath men, that we, you know, have a lower stature in society. And that's not true. When you read the Bible, women held very important pieces and parts of salvation, of victories, of relationships. And I want women to understand that you don't have to settle for less. You can thrive. You can be the best you can possibly be. You can break that glass ceiling. You can do whatever you want. The thing is that you have to believe in yourself. And the Bible gives us the foundation to do that very thing, to believe in ourselves of the greatness that is within us.
Wow, that's a powerful message. Believe in yourself and that you don't have to settle for less. What's been the reaction to your book with people that you know?
Most of the people that I know that have read my book, they're like, wow, this message is awesome. If everybody would catch on fire, that we could live in a harmonious situation and society. And then I've had some, of course, you know, my critics out there, oh, you're just a feminist and you're just an angry old, you know, woman that, you know, just feels slighted and this and that. But for the most part, I've gotten a lot of good feedback on the book. And surprisingly enough, I've gotten good feedback from men. And they've read it and they said that, you know, they looked at the whole scope of everything that I bring out in the book and it makes sense. And that they see things through different eyes. And that is exactly what I want to happen. I want traditions to be broken. I don't want people looking at, you know, okay, this is how it's always been. This is how we always treat such and such. I want them to break that tradition, look at people with fresh eyes, fresh opinions, and no prejudices, and just see the greatness in them like we see it in each other.
Wow, what a great message. And I said this in the beginning when we first started talking, what was it that made you write this book? What did you learn about yourself after you got through this process?
That's a good question, Kate. When I first started writing the book, I was very unsure of the direction that I wanted to go because of that very thing. Because when I started writing it, I didn't have that self-confidence of myself because obviously, you know, I'm growing up, you know, I'm one of eight and, you know, I was the oldest girl. And so it's like certain taglines, certain things are required of you. And so I was kind of like, I was confident, but not bold. I was, you know, not assertive. I was kind of like, kind of mousy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I started coming into my own. The more I wrote, the more I started to believe and the more I started seeing, you know, that it's not just words, that there is actual foundation to believe in yourself based on God's word. And the more I researched, the more I looked at things, the more confident I became, and I started telling myself, yes, Diana, you can be whatever you want to be, and as long as you allow God to lead your footsteps and you ask him to give you what your purpose is, you're going to be okay.
Oh, I like that. That's that discovery in finding out what you found out. You told us a couple of stories. Do you have a favorite story of everything that you researched and put in your book?
A favorite story. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. There's so many amazing women in the Bible. I think I like Deborah. Deborah was actually one of the powerful women that is signified in the Bible. She actually was a prophetess. And back in the day, you know, women just weren't in powerful positions. But she actually went to the general of one of the Israel armies and told him that he needed to do a specific thing because God had spoken that to her. And he laughed at her and he basically told her, no, he wasn't going to do it. And if you read the story, it goes on to tell how Deborah and another woman actually brought down the general of the opposing army. And it was a woman that did it. So the general of the armies could have been the victor here, but it turned out to be Deborah and her servant.
That is a perfect place to end this. I love that story, Diana Carabella. And, of course, the book is Women Were Designed for Greatness, too. You can pick that up wherever great books are sold, like I mentioned before, Amazon, et cetera. Diana, thank you so much for sharing your book, your story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on, and God bless you.
Thank you. You, too.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
So pleased to be joined by Nancy Tassick. She's written a book called Milk and Cookies. Off the air, we had a fabulous conversation, and again, I can't wait to introduce you to her. Hey, Nancy, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
So, Milk and Cookies, let's dive into this whole writing process. It's always so fascinating to so many of us when somebody becomes an author. What made you decide to do it? What was it like writing that book?
I enjoyed writing the book. And how I got started was I became a cafeteria monitor at a parochial school, and I wore earrings and pins, and a table of girls said to me, "What's your story?" And I go, "What are you talking about? I don't have a story." "Well, your pins and earrings." And I said, "Well, I had a baby pin on and fairy earrings." And I said, "These poor little babies had no one to take care of them, so the fairies raised them, and that's the end." And they loved it, and they said, "We want a story every day." So
wow.
I went home and wrote a story every day.
I love it. So you became like the storyteller for this table of kids that just prompted that out of you. They pulled that out of you. How cool is that? And as you said, your earrings were fairies, and you talked about the pins, and then that probably developed your what I call chops for coming up with these characters, right?
Yeah. I would also go on the computer and pick pictures out and save them. So between the pictures and my pins and earrings, I wrote these stories.
Wow. And obviously, Milk and Cookies, they're children's books. Anyone can read them, but really ages 3 to 12. And you have a knack for the stories. It was pulled out of you. You decide to write the book. And then you come up with these characters. And there's, in the book, you talk about peekaboos. So tell us about the special character of peekaboos.
Peekaboos, first of all, they're born by going over a rainbow. The colors, they just form. But they are a loving character. And they help children with problems, and they teach the children to handle their problems and morals and values. And the children love them. And they can pop up anywhere in a story, and they can actually become any form.
Oh, I like that. What a great way to have the kids relate and understand. And that was good on your part by planting those throughout that. We're talking with Nancy Tasek, and the book is called Milk and Cookies. We're talking about peekaboos, these special characters that can pop up anywhere in the book and what they can reveal to kids. And we know that that age is so important, 3 to 12. So was the idea, as you said, to help find a solution to any problem they could face to make them be able to understand that?
Yes.
And when you put them together and you put, you know, they have to go over the rainbow and all that kind of stuff, and your books, by the way, being about morals and values, is it even the simplest things like teaching kids manners, like saying thank you? I've noticed that that's kind of left our culture somewhat.
Yes. It teaches the children thank you when given something and please when asking for something and to respect and appreciate what is given them in all aspects of life.
And specifically when we look at Milk and Cookies, tell us about the people in Milk and Cookies.
Henry is a special person. He lives with his mama, as I call her. And she measures out every cookie to match his milk. And that's the highlight of his day after every meal, even breakfast. But he wants the children to come and play with him, but they're scared of him because he's a special person. But his mama tells him to never give up. And then one day it happens. He's making mazes in the grass, and there's rainbows going all through the grass, and those rainbows, and Henry does not realize it, are the peekaboos helping him and just making him shine. And the mazes get the children's attention, so they're not so afraid of him, and they start coming around.
Wow, how did you come up with that storyline? What a brilliant storyline. The mazes, we went back to the peekaboos because then that helps you understand. Was it in your mind and you would sit down and kind of write things out? How did you come up with that storyline?
I think I have to give God the credit. I give him the credit for putting this in my mind. And I can go to bed at night and lay there, and my mind just starts to roll. And one thing I'm very lucky about is my husband, Tim, is my illustrator. And once in a while, he might pop something in my head, too, and then I'll take it from there.
How fun, the collaboration. Is it fun to collaborate with your husband?
It's actually wonderful. We're just a great couple.
I like that. Ooh, we're just a great couple. So he has to be as excited as you are when you finish a book and like Milk and Cookies and you actually get the book and you've got it in your hand. What's that feeling like?
Oh, my word. To me, it's like a miracle that I became a publisher. I mean, I am so excited and thrilled with this. And to think this really happened to me. So dreams really do come true. And when I've had like a couple book signings and I write down dreams do come true.
Boy, that is powerful to illustrate that to kids and to certainly to other people. We know that, you know, your husband, Tim, we know that he is excited about the book and you're collaborating, but what about other people in your life? When you tell them, Nancy, that you've done another book and you've got these ideas, what do they say?
They're excited for me and they've bought it and they just think it's a really great book, and, you know, because it deals with death and And it's just a great way to speak about the death, the loss of someone. Because Henry, of course, loses his mother.
Mm.
The peekaboos and the children come into play, and they help him through that, and people are very excited about my book.
And loss is tough. It's tough for adults, and I think it's something that we don't deal with enough in our culture. So if children learn these things younger, then they're more equipped to deal with it as they move through their life. Is that kind of what you think?
Yeah. And, you know, there's more on the other side. We just don't really all know what's there yet because we're not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how cool. I the whole theme of it is wonderful. Nancy Tassick joins us, and of course the book is Go Pick It Up, Milk and Cookies. You can get it at Amazon, etc., wherever great books are sold. And in writing, in the process of writing and saying that you've got other stories in your head, I can imagine you've got something else cooking. What can we expect next from you, Nancy?
My next book is, I had called it The Tree with the Whispering Branches, but we've named it Peekaboo's Whisper Again.
Ooh.
A boy in a treehouse. And one of the lines in it is the dad asks his son, what are you going to name your dog? Because they got him and his mother, the parents got the boy a dog. And the dad says, what are you going to name your dog, Tommy? And Tommy says, real dad. And his dad looks at the mother and kind of like, what? You know, but he lets it go. So while they're building the ladder towards the end of the book, the dad says to his son, I have a question, son. And he goes, yeah, dad? Why'd you name your dog Real? Oh, dad, that's easy. I never thought you and Mom would buy me a dog. And I named him Real. He's Real.
That's so clever. When you come up with these ideas and you sit, and we talked about this at the very beginning, writing the book, how long did it take you, if we go way back to the beginning and the cafeteria and the stories and being the story person, how long did it take you to write your first book?
Well, it took me, boy, I'm going back way. It's probably taken me about 17 years to actually sit down and finish it. And, you know, I never thought I'd get published. So that's where, you know, dreams really come true. And so it took me a while. And, you know, I'm kind of on a roll now because I find it really exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. You are on a roll, and we can tell. And so I'm inviting everyone to go check out Nancy Tassick and pick up the new book, Milk and Cookies, and we look forward to other stories from you. Nancy, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.